skirt and I say,
will be the last Radiofauna for a while, if not ever. We'll concentrate on other things. We'll probably be just as
bigger and better. We've got bigger fish to fry.
I think so. We haven't thought of many of them, but we presume we have.
We will be frying something.
We'd like to give the impression that we have bigger fish to fry. And
mainly you, listener.
Yeah, we can fry up the listener with no trouble at all, I think. Today's episode is being brought to you, the flock, by Golden Toad. A quick search on Google will reveal its beauty and elegance.
And lack of existence.
And lack of existence, exactly, so that it's representational.
I hate those damn representational animals.
Well, it's working for us today.
Back in my day, animals were real.
Right, but you know, the Golden Toad was still with us at that time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's very much with us is the music we've just played.
Yes, we have got three songs in a row. First one was by Nicholas Jar, right? And what was the name of that song? It was like at First Sight or Too Much to Care or Caring with it's Just With One Glance.
Just With One Glance, and he had a singer who wasn't Nicholas Jar on it.
No,
sang more like a girl.
It was a woman. Her name was Scout LaRue.
Okay.
And she,
that's an awesome name.
Scout LaRue. I wouldn't name my kid Scout.
Awesome parentage, right?
Yeah, she's got royal blood. Bruce Willis. And what's the name of the other one? Demi Moore,
yes.
Demi Moore, yeah, dude.
So,
and now she's hanging out with Nicholas Jar. Nicholas Jar is hanging out with her.
Pretty hot right now,
yeah,
I would say.
That's a pretty bomb track.
I really enjoyed it. Well, I think for me, Nicholas Jar, when he goes down a moody cul-de-sac, is not the one. But when he's a little bit more upbeat, I can definitely hang with him.
Yeah, and this psyched out stuff is good too.
Uh-huh.
I think it's either really crazy or like what we just heard, a bit more, you know, accessible.
I like that in a slow disco setting.
Mm.
Much like that A1 track we played by Dark Side.
Yeah, that's another project of his. I think we're on a roll, or Nicholas Jar is.
It's true. He was at Sonar last year, was he not?
Yeah, I didn't see him though.
No,
but I heard he was good.
Okay, good. As long as he was good.
Yeah.
Mm. Snooze for Love followed.
Word. That is by Todd Terrier.
Right.
And it's off his EP, which came out not too long ago, I think within the last 2 weeks. And it goes by the name of, really weird name, Digital Dub Plates.
Okay, it sounds like a Rude Boy sort of track, but it's not.
But the song is, like, I think, also quite space disco-y as well.
Yeah, no, it's true, but that name reminds me of more sort of dubstep carry-on.
Yeah.
But that's continuing the sort of Nordic vein of Prince, Thomas, Rooksop, these sorts of folk,
mm-hmm.
The success of whom in that part of the world is baffling.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, I think it's well deserved.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But but you would not associate that sound with these.
Oh no.
These places.
Maybe they have space stations they're not telling us about.
It's true, actually. Also recommend It's the Arps EP, which Inspector Norse has come out off. After that, Pencil Pimp.
Yes, Pencil Pimp. This is off the self-titled LP of Sepulchre.
Mm-hmm.
Highly, highly, highly recommend this album. I got into it towards the end of 2011, and it is very, very good. It's not very often you get a dance record like that where it's literally good from beginning to end.
Right. Is it like a journey? Is it like a lot of variety on there?
A lot of variety, but a lot of variety, same aesthetic though. I don't know how to describe it. The mood is the same, but
mm-hmm.
they dip into different styles.
Right, okay. So that's on Hot Flush, and they'll probably be in a place near you if you look out for them.
Yeah, I think we saw there they were playing in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
Where that?
I wanna play a little bit of a blast for the past coming up next. This is a guy who's coming back on tour, and you know how people come back on tour and people all, I don't know, if the promoters ask that they only play their first album, or is this something that's come from the crowds?
It's become really fashionable now to have these album themed tours.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense because a lot of the time you're not interested in the new stuff and it's garbage anyway.
Yeah, well, I think, what was his name? homeboy from the Eagles used to get booed whenever he played the solo stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and like, play Hotel California. And
right.
Then, you know, once he just stormed off stage in pure disgust.
Right. It's got to be a little bit depressing, but if that's what, you know, the audience is after, then you can kind of
play
understand
the song,
it.
You know, that's what they paid for.
Right. Well, I'm sure a lot of the flock will recognize and be bobbing their heads to some of this.
Fuck that. Special technique of shadowboxing.
I breaks it down to the bone gristle. Ill speaking, scud missile, heat seeking. Johnny Blazing, nightmares like Wes Craven. Niggas gunning, my third eye seen it coming before it happened. You know about them fucking statin kids, they smashing everything, huh? In any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your asshole. You should have learned about the flowing PZ Afro. The Italian stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe. I keeps it moving, know just what the fuck I'm doing. Rap insomniac, fiend to catch a nigga snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist hip hop, possess me. Crunch a nigga like a Nestle, you know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree. The head toucher, industry party bum rusher. You don't like it, dick up in your fuck ya.
Yo, I slay them C's back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, ground them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes and a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate industry. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the Woo unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, risen scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas bite immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching, inform the execution date. As this 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes compressions. Cause RZA the charge niggas 20 G's a session.
When my mind starts to click, and the strategy is mastered, the plot thicken. This be that woo shit, I don't give a cotton picking. Fuck about a brother trying to size a nigga up. I hold my own, hard hat protect the dome. Look at mama baby boy acting like he grown. No time for sleep, I get deep as a baritone. Killer bee that be holding down his honeycomb. Lounging son, woo brother number one. Protect your neck, flying guillotines, here they come. Bloody bastards, hard times and killer tactics. Spitting words, plus semi-automatic slurs. Peep the graphic, novel from the genie bottle. Hit the clutch, shift the gear now, full throttle. Time to bungee, to the next episode. I keeps it grungy, hand on my nutsack. And spitting lungies, had a whack, nigga that. Don't understand the fact, when they come to RZA tracks. I don't know how to act, real rap from the stack. Killer Hill Projects, how to be exact. Break it down, all in together now. Things are getting good, looking better now.
I'm over shit.
Yeah.
Bass Flat, better Mr. Beats. Right, so first of all, we had the Jizza, who's in town, in Barcelona specifically, on the 25th, interpreting Liquid Swords, so I'm quite looking forward to that. Although, you can never really get your hopes up for a hip-hop show.
Yeah, Ghostface was a bit of a letdown.
It was a big letdown.
But then again, this is a smaller venue.
It's, yeah.
And maybe I'll be kind to him.
And it'll be should be like the sort of MF Doom type of crowd where it's the old heads coming out who know the words, who
exactly.
are going to get into it. Anyway, fingers crossed for that. After that, Nasty Nasty, Bay Area producer, with a track I discovered on SoundCloud, which was free, which is good for me. Acid Hangover, quite a dirty track, but offers some
big sense. I'm into that, you know.
For me, it's a little bit, you know, it's not like, it's got not much of the bro step type of angle that sort of pains me.
We are anti-bro step.
All the way.
I think the best thing is just not to mention it and hope it disappears and dies.
Okay, we can only hope. 99 Meltdown by Ill Blue. After that.
I think it's just called Meltdown, right?
Okay,
it's by Ill Blue. He's on Numbers. This is, I think, it's just a 12-inch that he recently released EP he released last year.
Mm-hmm.
But excellent little song. I am into tribal drumming and how it turns into even bigger synths.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to catch Ill Blue if you're in Barcelona or Porto, for that matter, at the Primavera Sound Show Festival.
Yeah, they're having a number of showcases. I think it's going to be him and Jackmaster and a couple other...
Redinho, I expect. I'm not sure who else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's guaranteed. Good party, I reckon.
Exactly.
Did you go see Jackmaster the other day?
No. What happened that day? That was Saturday, because I was with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't end up making it down to a
hall. Anyone?
No one I knew ended up going.
Okay. Well, anyway, some of us were there in spirit, possibly.
Yeah, but it was honestly probably the best DJ set that I saw at Sun Early last year.
That was a good time.
That was really good.
That'll be a good time, this Primavera Sound too. I'm mulling over getting a ticket.
It went up by €5 today.
Oh, €5 I can handle. It's the 160 to begin with, a little bit.
That really just, you know, hurts.
Yeah, anyway. We've already sort of appealed to Primavera Sound via this organ, haven't we, with no response.
With no response to them.
No response from them.
Oh,
for our appeals to free tickets.
That's, if you're listening to this, please, our lines are open.
Yeah. Okay. Which do you fancy next, Trev?
Let me see that list. I'd be into the Sosa Samosa.
Right. Let's roll out with some of that.
Okay. Thank you.
my official girl. I miss you, girl. I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl. I miss you.
Listen.
I miss you, girl. I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl.
Niggas really wanna beat they chats for B-A-N-K-S. These niggas be gorillas with a pancake flash. These niggas be vanilla, the chips be legitimate. They just want the pumpernickel sits and the villains with them. So since you vanilla men spin, can my hot fudge bitches get rich? Your vanilla friends? Hey, I'm the licorice bitch. You know I'm looking for these niggas if these niggas is rich. I make hits, motherfucker. Do you jiggle your dick when your bitch pop singing on the licorice hit, you know?
Can I get your eyes, sir? Can I be what you like? Yeah, I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and mine like color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and mine like color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I could set you right. Whoa, how are you tonight, sir? I'm living my life. Oh, hope you feel alright. Yeah.
I'm the licorice bitch. You know I'm looking for these niggas if these niggas is rich. You got creme 50 colors in the blue eye too high. I wanna get the number, take it to 1-2 line. Maybe be slumbering, whoa, one. You don't do yay, but if you want to, fine. Your fantasy could get that pitch black, cause it's gonna rock if you slip in between that black snatch. You like the Zach or black cat, eliminating where you're at, mustache at. Huh, I bet you've been extra gas. What you really wanna touch up on the molasses ass? What you really wanna tuck up on the kids at today? Cause the kids ass is shade. You wanna cuddle with your bitch at the eight. But I gotta dip, I gotta get that the cake. Let us go like the making the dick. Don't fuck up off any screen like for banks. No issues picking money over her happy of age. And she just wanna see the best thing grease with some gentlemen and check these beats in the sun. He just wanna see the wet, wet weave when I'm swimming in the West Indies. And it's the top and catch these greasy if I could be terror, I'm auntie. Nigga. That I be on that black girl shit. That black girl pin up with that black girl dip. Put that black girl spin up on your whack girl tip. Ain't official till they been up in that black girl kit. Pick out your mans and attack real quick. I'ma hit him with that venom in that rap girl hip. I slip out the denims, know that black girl fit. Get that Remy and it didn't hit that black girl switch. Bitches let it tan for the summer and for the haters. Quit that chit chat and get your paper quote. Send them in the cherry melange, bitch. Debated when they speak about your face and the clams with the flavors. You get that instimulator. Take a lick up on my genital, then sit the saber. Do your mans and his licorice interest the favor. I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and my light color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I can set you right. Whoa, how are you tonight, sir? I'm living my life. Oh, hope you feel alright. Yeah.
Hi, welcome back, Paul.
Welcome back.
We started off this series of songs with Sasa Samoa.
Right, well said.
I try. By one Coral Revan.
Uh-huh.
See, we'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a dude from the radio department and someone by the name of Marcus Jones.
Okay.
And yeah, it's it also features Daniel Barwick on Daniel Barwick, I think is her name. Doing a little bit of her celestial vibe.
Okay, I first heard these guys with that remix that this article mentions, the Britney Spears Till the World Ends. Have you heard it? It's one of the worst songs you've ever heard.
But is the remix good?
It's good apart from there's no getting round how annoying the chorus is.
Okay.
And you've just got to have a special type of sense of humour to maybe enjoy that, but for me,
it was too much.
It's like getting into that Friday song or whatever, you know.
What Friday song?
By that loser girl, you know.
No idea, dude. We have to play this song next.
I think the flock would appreciate if we didn't. I will play it for you in the off-air time, and you don't know about anyway.
No, your Friday songs.
After that,
today's Friday.
We had another type of cheesy R&B sort of angle, which I don't know the original by, but I definitely recognise Lil Wayne on there in the rap cut bit, is that what we call it?
In the cut.
And that was given the touch by the Blessings, who are two gentlemen from Scotland, who's work we've been following for a while. That's on a free-to-download compilation off a label called Local Action, who are making brilliant, brilliant, brilliant 12-inches at the moment. Look out for a guy called Throwing Snow. It's actually too banging for even radio phones put on, but in the club it's ridiculous.
I feel deprived.
And another one for off air, perhaps time.
Okay.
And after that, Licorice.
Licorice, yes, by Azealia Banks. She hails from Harlem.
Okay.
And first single that I heard from her was 212, which was an amazing little song.
Okay.
Nice and short and punchy. And this is new. I think she released it last week or so, and apparently people are appreciating what she's doing. She just got signed to Atlantic.
Okay, it's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. So I think she'll probably be making a big record soon.
All right. I want to take it back again, back into time.
Okay.
This is a re-release of a classic album on Warp, and the artist we hope could be making an appearance at Sonar this year. Because, well, he's just got such a great back catalogue of sort of techno delights that I think it's perfect for that arena. Here we go. We'll be right back. this is almost the last nonsense we're going to hear from me and Trev on the subject of 1LFO. That was the Leeds Warehouse mix. It's the most famous mix, that one. Although there's another really nice piano version by that guy, Maxine Siren. You know the guy?
Name rings a bell.
Very haunting sort of covers of classic house and techno tunes, just via piano.
All your piano? Uh-huh. No percussion?
No.
It sounds really cool, dude.
Yeah, really good. Anyway, we're big fans of that track. It's a classic. And after that, we had a modern type of classic called Jack Rowland by Fort Romeo,
yep. Homeboy played keyboards for The Root, and now he's second out to do bigger and better things.
And a label called 100% Silk, which is I'm hearing quite a bit about around and about the record shops. And to close everything off, we've got a song from The Wall of a friend of ours, London Arnau, could we call him?
London Arnau, thank you for hosting me. It was great.
Oh, yeah? You had a nice pad?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You're not going to say ill of his pad on
I the cannot. Let's change the subject.
Okay. But anyway, it was a nice pad.
The guy's awesome.
He's got taste, and we can see in this next song, by a band. What are they called?
It was Shoreline.
No, Tokyo Dreamer. And the tune is Shoreline.
That's what I meant.
Apologies. Anyway, we're pretty sure the track is called Shoreline.
I thought it was called Beat Culture.
We don't know. It's a nice end to a year of podcasting for me and Trevor, whose bigger fish are yet to fry, but should fry this year at some point.
Or next.
Thanks for tuning in, Flock.
Take care.
Peace out.